Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
What do the protests at the national football games have to do with real estate? Well, I was trying to explain to one of my daughters why this had blown up the way that it had. And I said in an analogy, I said, honey, imagine that we went to McDonald's and while there, the person who was serving me food was wearing a button that had a political opinion on it or had a protest attached to it. It would be the employer endorsing that protest, allowing it to occur within the restaurant, and frankly takes away from the experience that I've come there for, which is to consume the food that they're providing. And the same is true at a football game, and the same is true in real estate. If real estate agents are using Facebook as a means of communicating political opinion, people can decide they don't want to work with that real estate agent for the same reason, because they don't agree with that political statement. Such is the case with professional football, where people may decide they don't want to be a part of a political protest occurring within a sporting event that they came to watch. So whether you agree or you disagree with the protest, the exercise of free speech, I believe, when you're employed, is done with the employer's sanction, and you have to face the reality that you may have people who won't come back to your restaurant to eat your food anymore, or buy your services, or watch your football game. That's all I have to say about that. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.